Tyler McClure from Bow Valley Wild Smart joined me on the show. How are you doing this morning?
Good, Rob. How are you?
Good. Good to have you back on the show. Just wanted to catch up with you because we're into the busy wildlife season here. I understand the buffalo berry crop is a little bit early this year.
Yeah, it's definitely earlier than we normally see it, probably by about a good 2 or 3 weeks. But we are starting to see some ripe buffalo berries appearing, especially at lower elevations. That's that bright red or deep orange color that we see on those buffalo berry bushes.
And what does that mean for people both on the trails and even just wandering around town?
Well, it should serve as a reminder to people that animals could be out there and can be encountered at any place at any time, particularly in places where they're looking for food. So if you see buffalo berries, it's always a good idea to be making extra noise and keeping your eyes open for wildlife.
I know making noise on the trail is a great idea to avoid a bear encounter. Let's say you do run into a bear feeding on berries on the trail. I mean, what do you do in that situation?
I've kind of reduced it to 3 simple steps. Stop, talk, and walk. Stop. Don't run away. Gather your group together in that situation. Talk to the animal. Assert the fact that you are a human being. Use your voice. It doesn't matter what you say. And then calmly walking away back in the direction you came. Most of the time, that's exactly how your interaction is going to end.
And you've got some other great tips on your website, wildsmart.ca.
Of course we do. Yes, lots of info there.
Something else, you know, when we talk about wildlife attractants around town is those ornamental fruit trees. Is this still an issue in Canmore?
Well, very much so it is, particularly since we've gotten rid of the garbage problem in town. We really start to see these little smaller attractants start to pop up. And one of the larger small attractants is these ornamental fruit trees. So we do have some good campaigns going on with some partners here in town with Alberta Environment and Parks, with the Mountain Ladies Greenhouse, where we're trying to encourage folks to choose non-fruit-bearing options. So just in the last couple of days, we actually had one of these non-fruit-bearing trees put up in front of the provincial building across the street from us here. And that is a spring snow flowering crab. It's a beautiful white flowering tree, but doesn't produce fruit, so not going to have those big visitors like bears in your yard looking to reap the benefits.
What else are you guys up to this summer? Is your wildlife ambassador program back in action?
Yeah, it certainly is. They're out on the trails right now. We expanded the program a little bit this year, so we've got upwards of 20 people who are out on various trails in Kananaskis country around the Bow Valley chatting with folks, and we're actually going to be having an internal session in the next couple of weeks about corridors around town, so I'm hoping that'll spark some interesting conversation with people, human use in those areas, and really what the corridors are for.
That program, I'm assuming, is full. Are there any other opportunities for people who are really keen about wildlife and trails and that sort of thing to volunteer?
Through Kananaskis Country and Alberta Parks, there are lots of different options for people to get involved in tracking wildlife, using telemetry, amphibian research with the RANA program here in Alberta. There are also options out in Banff National Park. People can contact their volunteer group there as well. Lots of things going on throughout the Bow Valley, and always reasons for people to be getting involved.
Tyler McClure from Bow Valley Wild Smart, thanks so much for the update today.
Thanks a lot, Rob. Great to be here.